Plans for a continuing evangelistic thrust. Considering the gratifying attendance of non-Adventists from the community at the night meetings, it seemed well to church leaders to leave the big tent standing and continue with evangelistic services. Sister White encouraged this. It was a plan successfully followed in Australia. A twofold thrust was planned: workers would remain encamped on the ground, an evangelistic meeting would be held every night, and during the day there would be house-to-house visitation. Elder Haskell and his wife, who had assisted at the camp meeting but who had been working in San Bernardino, would be requested to stay on to conduct a Bible training school for workers and laymen while this special effort was being made in Oakland. The Haskells had perfected this effective manner of work. During the mornings, they would both lead out in conducting classes in the Bible and in methods of personal work. Bible instructors and literature evangelists would then fan out into the surrounding communities in the afternoons. As Ellen White urged the Haskells to respond to the invitation, she declared, "There is to be no stone left unturned to lead souls to find the treasure, the hidden treasure of Bible truth." The conference committee also invited a successful evangelist in Southern California, Elder W. W. Simpson, to come a little later and assist in Oakland.